1220 WGAR with best wishes for a very happy birthday, America.
WGAR, Cleveland, Ohio.
WGAR on a great American weekend. That's Helen Reddy. She is strong. She is invincible. And I want to know how fast she can type. We start our girls off in the typing pool. You know, that's record number 25 for the Americans. Helen Reddy, as we count down the top 200 American and British artists on a great American weekend with a real Bob James. Record number 25 for the British, Paper Lace. Drop 20 WGAI, that's Paper Lace on a great American weekend, the night Chicago Live. It's 7 minutes after 4 o'clock, 4:07, smile time with the real Bob James, 110% American. Got a real 4th of July show about you, too. I got a 4th of July look about me. Red nose, white face, and blue breath. But a great show, a little later on this hour, I'll be explaining that there's absolutely no truth to the rumor that Francis Scott sang off key.
Some years ago, a very special cereal was developed called Kellogg's Special K, created to bring
1220 WGAR, your station for summer fun, presents a super summer adventure at Kings Island. 10 families can win a fun pack of 4 all-day tickets to Kings Island, and the grand prize winner will receive a Kings Island adventure. A family of 4 will spend 2 nights at the Kings Island Inn, including breakfast and dinner, plus 3 days of passes to the park. All this can be yours just by sending us a postcard to Kings Island, WGAR, Cleveland 44147 with your name, address, and phone number. The winning cards will be selected at random on Tuesday, July 20th. 1220 WGAR means music and more fun for you all summer long.
Listening to WGAR's Great American Weekend as we salute the top 100 American and British artists of all time. Record number 24 for the American, Tony Orlando and Don, and He Don't Love You.
He don't love you.
WGAR, where we mean music and more with a real Bob James on a great American weekend. Tony Orlando in his red, white, and blue high-heeled shoes. And He Don't Love You, record number 24 for the American side on a great American-British countdown going on right now. WGAR Land, bicentennial weather, mostly sunny and warm today. High about 76 degrees. Believe it or not, we got the spirit right now at WGAR 74, the Big 1220.
The bus bench, do it on a matchbook, do it on the Late Late Show. But if you want to do it good, hell, do it like you should, do it on the radio.
You know, many of our consumer accounts are retail businesses, and often their advertising is short-term price specials. We can get on or off radio much more rapidly than we can with really any other medium.
Ed Rapport, Wise Advertising.
I can remember a campaign that we ran on radio for a retail account some years ago that was so successful that we completely sold out our merchandise before the schedule was completed. Fortunately for us, we were able to call the stations and get off the air immediately.
Yeah! You reach more people for a lot less dough when you do it on radio.
When you save your money at Cardinal Federal Savings, you get more. Member FSLIC.
Happy birthday, America. To help celebrate, all Winslow home communities are open today. Check the real estate section of the Plain Dealer for details on the Winslow communities near you.
It's a collector's edition of the Real Bob James radio program, July 4th, 1976. And wait a minute. No, we're the GAR.
Radio star.
We're the janitor over here.
It certainly isn't. Say, Bobby.
Yeah.
Are you going to be out this here 4th of July?
Well, sure.
Well, as a public service tip, then, if you're going to be out driving this Independence Day, ladies and germs, never, ever mix gasoline with alcohol.
No?
No, I tried it once. It tastes terrible.
Tastes pretty bad.
Whoa, what you get?
Got a lot of good to share.
I don't know that guy.
As we celebrate America.
Call Control. It's 4:15, and this is Acker Bilk, number 24, for the British side. And stranger on the shore, you savage. Wonderful. Well, you got it. Loudest. Forget it. Neat though, Acker Bilk at 1220 WGAR for the British side, record number 24. And strangers on the shore, or stranger than the shore. It's 18 minutes after 4. 4:18, smile time with Bob James. Today's high, we've got the spirit at 76 degrees. It's 74 WGAR.
It's picture saving time at Cunningham's 21 for the special.
Get away from summer, escape to Irish spring.
As a special salute to America, the WGAR personalities present the flag.
Is it possible to wave the flag too much? Provided, of course, that you wave it with integrity. Is it possible to study Lincoln or Shakespeare too much? The good, the great, the true are inexhaustible for inspiration, example, and strength. I believe we're not waving the flag enough. Not nearly enough.
Walk up and down the streets on July 4th and count the flags. It's our nation's birthday, a sacred day in world history. The most important day of America. Why isn't the flag flying on every rooftop and from every house and building? The flag is a symbol of our national unity. It is the spirit of our undying devotion to our country.
It stands for the best that is in us, for loyalty, character, and faith in democracy. Our flag is a symbol of the United States of America. Does it not represent man's greatest, noblest, most important dream? Is it not the goal to which generations have aspired? I believe it is time for us, the 20th century American, to stop for a moment and think. Let us inspire and rekindle in ourselves and our children the old-fashioned way of patriotism, a burning devotion to the principles and ideals upon which our country was founded. Every home should own and proudly display the colors.
Isn't the flag Patrick Henry, Jefferson, Franklin, Washington, Nathan Hale, Paul Revere, Jackson, the Alamo, Korea, Iwo Jima, Pearl Harbor, Normandy, Babe Ruth, and Davy Crockett? The great events of our past and present are wrapped up in our flag. It is a symbol of this blessed nation, a giant industry, education, and commerce. Millions of fertile square miles, wheatlands, coal mines, and steel plants. Our great republic.
The chosen infant destined to be man's last and remaining hope for suffering humanity. A shining beacon of light, noble and glorious. The haven for the oppressed and persecuted. And God's gift to mankind. That's what the flag means to me. Can we wave it too much? I don't think so.
On a Sullivan show with Ed, if there was a Sullivan show. It's 23 minutes after 4 o'clock, record number 23 for the Americans.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Tonight all the men would come around and lay their money down.
For the first time, sir. since it began in April, there may be some real hope for an end to the rubber workers' strike. Nobody official is talking about specifics, but after a marathon meeting in Akron last night, reports of a possible settlement are circulating, and today both the union and the companies are back at the bargaining table once again. Jimmy Carter apparently has narrowed the field to about half a dozen, and beginning tomorrow will meet with five or six potential running mates. Maine Senator Edwin Muskie is the first man called. That rash of bombings which has rocked New England in recent months may have been solved today when police arrested a man carrying 46 sticks of dynamite who was planning to blow up Massachusetts State Police barracks. People from all walks of life are joining in the bicentennial celebrations across the nation, and among those who saluted the nation in Philadelphia was actor Charlton Heston.
Happy birthday, America, and many, many more.
President Ford, who also spoke in Philadelphia and Valley Forge, began a two-minute bell-ringing ceremony in New York at 2 o'clock and is now watching the tall ship procession up the Hudson River. In sports, these baseball finals, Phil's 10, Pirates 5, Mets 9, Cubs 4, and Baltimore came from behind to beat the Tigers 7-4. The Indians tonight are expecting another crowd of about 65,000 for the finale of their series with the Yankees. The weather, chance of showers tonight, low 56, sunny tomorrow, high 78, presently 73 degrees, that's 23 Celsius. This is Joe Castiglione reporting on 1220 WGAR.
Every time I shop at Heinen's, something unusual happens. Because Heinen's is good to you and good to your budget.
1220 WGAR celebrates America with another chapter in the souvenir years of our great land.
The year is 1836, Fort Alamo, San Antonio, Texas. American settlers of the Mexican province of Texas protest policies of the Mexican dictator Santa Anna. They declare Texas as a free and independent republic. To put down the protest, Santa Anna, with an army of 2,000, attacks the Alamo. Just 200 Texans defend the fort, among the group Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie. Badly outnumbered and knowing that reinforcements would not reach them in time, Colonel William B. Travis composes his farewell document.
I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours.
To the last man, they died. The call went out among Americans everywhere to
Texans made ready to leave for the safety of the United States, led by Sam Houston and an army of 700. Santa Anna's army followed and attacked. Although outnumbered, the Texans defeated the Mexican army. On December 29, 1845, Texas was granted statehood. This act led to war with Mexico. American forces attacked and captured Santa Fe, claiming New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah. Settlers in the Sacramento Valley took possession of the entire California province in the name of the United States, and the nation finally extended from sea to shining sea.
Of the city as we count down the top 200 American and British artists. This is record number 22 for the British side. 1220 WGAR, the lovely and talented Trogs.
1220 WGAR on Lenny Lyon Station.
An all-American name, if I heard one, let me tell you. Kind of makes you want to waltz. It's 4:32 Smile Time as WGAR salutes America with a souvenir year time capsule of the events of the past 200 years. Plus, keep listening this hour for your chance to win the Happy Birthday America LP you could win. Coming up.
Hey, hey, hey.
Doing fine selling Mr. Coffee's now. Number 22 for the American side. A little bit of motion picture music from The Graduate. That's Simone and Garfunkel and Mrs. Robinson at 1220 WGAI with a real Bob James. 100% American on 4th of July, 1976. 110%, are you? I certainly hope so. It's 4:36 in Cleveland, Ohio, 74 degrees, and don't go away. Did you forget something this 4th of July?
Oh, no.
Well, don't feel bad. Convenient Food Mart has something for you for your last-minute picnic needs, anywhere from charcoal to pickles. convenient food mart stores will be open to serve you all the way. I just had to make sure I read that right. All the way till midnight, both July 4th and July 5th. And this is the real Bob James. Got a dynamite show for you tonight. Don't go away. Kate Smith would be proud. Plus, a little later on, I'll be explaining that although George Washington had wooden teeth, he never gave Martha with a hickey in it.
Are you kidding?
No, no, that's true. That's bared out in the history book.
Great, great taste without the calories. Lemony-like taste without the calories. The time is right for lemony Pepsi Light.
Until now, you have...
Pepsi Light, lemony.
Celebrate America. We're sharing good things with you. WGAR.
To think that's what I find.
1220 WGAR on the collector's edition of the Real Bob James Show for July 4th, 1976. 19 minutes till 5 o'clock of the Carpenters, record number 21. As we count down the top 100 American and top 100 British stars. 74 degrees in Cleveland, and WGAR Lamb Weather says mostly sunny and warm today with a bicentennial forecast of a high of 76. It's 74 at WGAR.
Your baby is soft and cuddly and deserves to sit.
Helping you, that's why we're here.
All right, it's time to win at W... Wait a minute. Hello?
Oh.
Hello, Bob. This is your chief calling in again.
Hello.
You know, Bob, on the 4th of July, I was thinking of flying to Cleveland and taking you to dinner.
Well, I don't know, sir.
Now, Bob, everybody's against me. Well, and nobody likes me, Bob, except you. In fact, Bob, people are saying that I'm a schizophrenic. I'm a split personality. Bob, I am not a schizo.
Mm-hmm.
So please let me prove it by taking you out to dinner.
Okay, sir.
Fine, it'll be just the three of us.
Just the three? Goodbye.
Sir.
All American.
And a feel.
Well, smile!
WGAR.
Old habits kind of die hard. As I was saying, be the fifth caller at 578-1220. Win the record Happy Birthday USA. Compliments of the Big 1220 WGAR and 20th Century Fox Records. This is a real collector's item, so call me right now, 578-1220.
Any time, any day.
1220 WGAR. Paul and Linda McCartney in wings. Paul on bass, Linda on cash register. And the song number 21 for the British. It's called Listen What the Man Said. It's 13 minutes till 5 o'clock at the Big 1220 on 4th of July, 1976. And we've got a winner. Her name is Jane Ryan of Garfield, Ohio. Jane's the fifth caller and the winner of the Happy Birthday USA Special Bicentennial Album from 20th Century Fox, a real collector's item. And you're going to have your chance next hour, and you will win there.
Happy Birthday, America. To help celebrate, all Winslow home communities are...
And good to your budget.
There are lots of children in our city who need parents. Some are older, some are handicapped. They need your love. If you have love to give and would like to adopt a special child, call 696-4262. This is Joe Stanley for the Federation for Community Planning. Proud that WGAR cares.
Music and more, WGAR.
The Family Show, record number 20 for the American side at 1220 WGAR on a great American weekend with
Bob James, 110% America.
Amen.
Are you?
Yes.
WGAR.
And now, for the British, who's going to dispute that? For the British side, Olivia Newton-Beautiful's here.
Hello, this is Olivia Newton-John. Whenever I'm in Cleveland, I always listen to the Bob James Show.
There was a time when I was in a hurry.
Play and find out how to get a package of Wonder Buns free
from Wonder Bread.
After dropping two of the first three games of their series with the Yankees, the Indians must win tonight if they are to gain a split in the series. The problem, according to Frank Robinson, has been the fine play of the New Yorkers.
They're doing everything they have to do to win ball games. Now, they're playing good baseball. They're getting the big hits with men on base. They're getting good pitching. They have good relief pitching. They have good speed. They're just doing everything that they have to do to win now.
The ticket windows at the big ballpark have been busy all day, and another crowd of some 65,000 is expected. Cale Yarborough won the Firecracker 400 stock car race in Daytona Beach, and in Europe, James Hunt of Britain won the French Grand Prix when the favorite Ferrari team of Niki Lauda and Clay Regazzoni experienced car trouble. The weather, chance of showers tonight, low 56, sunny tomorrow, high 78, now 73 degrees, that's 23 Celsius. This is 1220 WGAR Cleveland, flagship station for nationwide communications, an equal opportunity employer. It's 5 o'clock.
1220 WGAR with best wishes for a very happy birthday, America.
WGAR, Cleveland, Ohio.
WGAR on a great American weekend, where we mean music and more. It's record number 19 for the British.
Gilbert Hoss, Halibut Orchard.
And get down.
Music and more, WGAR.
WGAR on a great American weekend as we count them down. The top 200 American and British artists of all time. That's artist number 19, American artists. Or artists in this case, the Rascals and You Got to Be Free. It's 6 minutes after 5 o'clock. It's 5:06 with the real Bob James, 110% American, the real collector's edition today. I hope you're having a good, really safe and sane 4th of July. Disc jockeys always say that, have you noticed? Have a safe and sane 4th. My wife has decided to have a safe and sane 4th. She took the pill and she's spending the weekend with her psychiatrist.
Listen to beautiful noise.
It's a beautiful noise. It's a sound that I love. And it makes me feel good. Just like a hand in a glove.
Yes, beautiful noise is the new Neil Diamond album that brings Neil together with Robbie Robertson for a music lover's dream come true. To enjoy in its totality, and an album to enjoy song by song. That's Beautiful Noise, the sound of Neil Diamond, produced by Robbie Robertson on Columbia Records and Tapes.
Available at all Gold Circle discount stores for $3.99 for the album.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grace.
Hay fever, allergy to ragweed, the all-American sneeze. Because ragweed originated in America. Fortunately, so did Allerest. And millions of Americans know that Allerest is all you need to help relieve your sneezing, your runny nose, your watery eyes. Allerest, we help relieve America's sneeze.
From sea to shining sea.
Hi, William B. Williams here. So if you suffer from chafing, rash, or jock itch, get Cruex, C-R-U-E-X, and get relief.
All American, WGAR.
WGAR, where we mean music and more on a great American weekend with a real Bob James. We're about 11 minutes after 5. 5:11 and WGAR bicentennial weather is coming up.
The 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and say
it's 5:12 and Wait a minute. hello.
Hello, Mr. James. It's Leonard Fertucci on my end.
I know you are, Leonard. What do you want?
You know, Mr. James, making love with my wife is like the 4th of July.
Well, I mean, it's like fireworks and sparklers and like that.
No, I mean, it only happens once a year.
Once a year. Get off the phone.
We're sharing good things with you.
This is ridiculous.
WGAR.
I'm being a maybe what I should do is rent a camper and try to drive to Hawaii or something. WGAR land weather for this bicentennial 4th of July. Mostly sunny and warm. High today near 76, believe it or not. God's smiling down on us.
To make you laugh, I'd play the fool for you.
WGAI, that's Lulu. British artist number 18 as we count it down at quarter after 5 o'clock with
Bob James. WGAR 1220.
1220 WGAR. This is the place where you could win the Happy Birthday USA LP. And that's coming up. WGAR means music and more on the Great American Weekend, Bob James Collector Show Edition. I won't tell you, this is exciting, isn't it? July 4th, our nation's 200th birthday, and everybody in America is celebrating the American Revolution. Except Congress, of course. They're celebrating the sexual revolution.
Happy birthday, America, to Helmsler for details on the Winslow communities near you.
July 4th at 19 minutes after 5 o'clock. This is British artist number 17. What we're doing here is count them down. The top 200 American and British countdown, featuring the top 100 American, top 100 British stars of all time. And if you'd like to receive a list of the Bicentennial Top 200, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Top 200 WGAR Cleveland 44147. David Bowie. And fame.
Parade, sailing ships, bell ringing, and fireworks are the order of the day throughout the nation. In Cleveland, the fireworks at Edgewater Park are expected to attract about 200,000 celebrants, and police say they'll shut off the way shoreway around 8 o'clock at the park area. No cars will be allowed at Edgewater after 7:30, but special RTA buses will be provided. In other news, this is Joe Castiglione reporting on 1220 WGAR.
It's picture-saving time at Cunningham's 21. For the special low price of just 10 cents a color print plus processing, you'll get beautiful borderless square prints from 126 film, beautiful borderless oblong prints from 110 film. Only quality color paper manufactured by Kodak is used for your pictures. Kodak paper, for a good look at the times of your life. Get quality color prints for just 10 cents a print plus processing. No coupon needed. Hurry, offer ends this Saturday at Cunningham's 21. A drugstore and a whole lot more.
This is Bob Bicentennial Hope. Say, don't miss my Star Spangled Comedy Special on NBC July the 4th. It took 200 years to produce. Texaco invites you to join me and Sammy Davis Jr., Captain and Tennille, Debbie Reynolds and Donnie and Marie Osmond, plus Steve Allen, Angie Dickinson, Ron Howard, Dan Rowan, and Dick Martin, Jimmy Walker, and many others in a great bicentennial special. See you tonight on NBC.
1220 WGAR celebrates America with another chapter in the souvenir years of our great land.
The year is 1828. Noah Webster publishes the first dictionary of the English language. 1848, and a group of women meet in New York City to discuss women's rights. Finally, a resolution is adopted. The resolution is taken directly from the Declaration of Independence.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal.
1860, and the nation is faced with another crisis. The issue was slavery. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison wrote in the Boston Liberator,
"Yea, till every chain be broken, and every bondsman set free."
President James Buchanan tried to pacify both factions and hold the states together.
On February 18, 1861, the Confederate States adopted a constitution, and Jefferson Davis was inaugurated as the Confederacy's first president.
The government in Washington, denying our right to self-government, refused even to listen to any proposals for a peaceful separation. Nothing was then left us but to prepare for war.
March 1861, Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated as the 16th president on the steps of the Capitol in Washington. Six states had already seceded from the Union, and Lincoln made a plea to save the Union.
In your hands, my dissatisfied fellow countrymen, and not in mine, is the momentous issue of civil war. The government will not assail you. You can have no conflict without being yourselves the aggressor.
His words are useless. The great war between the states begins.
We've got a lot of good to share as we celebrate America. WGAR.
Come on and step out with me. 1220 WGAR as we count them down. That's Neil Sedaka, record number 16 for the American side. Stepping out.
1220 WGAR on Lenny Lyon Station.
WGAR. 529. Here's record 16 for the British.
There she was. Just with me.
1220 WGAR. Manfred Mann and Duane Diddy.
All America.
WGAR celebrates America on a great American weekend.
1220 WGAR. It's 531 with the real Bob James, record number 15 for the British side. No, for the American side. Hush my mouth, it's Chubby Checker. Don't do the limbo rock.
Every limbo boy and
Chubby Checker doing a limbo rock. Absolutely no truth to the rumor that the limbo rock was really invented in Parma at the bus station. In the bathroom, a guy forgot the dime for the pay toilet. That's not true. Who told you that? It's Bob James at 26 minutes now till 6 o'clock. 26 till 6 with a real Bob James, the WGAR.
Didn't recognize you with your clothes on.
Well, that's obviously I can see why. On a 1220 Great American Weekend, really a star-spangled show for you tonight. Plus, a little later on this hour, I don't want you to go away. I've been doing some work in history, looking through the history books just to come up with a dynamite show. Later on, I'll be explaining that there's no truth to the rumor that Jefferson was an Uncle Tom.
Now, okay.
All right, I just want to make that
clear. Can we start each morning better? Yes, we can.
Yourself some Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. You'll really dig them.
Excuse me, but do you know who I am?
Young man, I don't care who you are. I'm next in line.
No, I don't mean that. I just want to know if you know who I am.
I've seen you somewhere. Maybe on the Rapids?
I'm Doug Adair.
Oh, of course. Doug Adair. Action preview.
You're right. Do you watch me on Channel 3?
Well, Doug, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, but we don't.
Oh.
Well, you see, Harry likes the news at 6 o'clock. Oh, he's such a creature of habit, you know. Nice. And you start at 5:30, so all the big news is over when we turn on the TV.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people think that, but it's really not true. You turn on Action 3 News at 6 o'clock and get all the top news stories from Mike and me and Don Schroeder on sports and our other useful news and features like Dick Fagler. In fact, that's our slogan. We get it all on. At your convenience and not ours.
That's cute.
What is?
The way you snuck ahead of me in line.
Action 3 News. Bob James. 110% American. Are you? WGAR.
WGAR means music and more. On a great American weekend, Rod Stewart, British artist number 15. As we count down the top 100 American and top 100 British stars of all time. WGAR land weather, mostly sunny and warm today. High near 76. We've got the Spirit at 74. WGAR, and about time to you to win something, wouldn't you say? How would you like to win a collector's item LP? We've got one for you from 20th Century Fox called God Bless America, USA. What you do is you give me a call right now at 578-1220, and you just might win.
Look out, Jack.
Like paints are new here, too. There's gold, maroon, and even blue. Perhaps if I speed stick for you.
How did Dodge Hope put so much in such a little car?
Such a little car.
See them at your Greater Cleveland Dodge Boys.
You say we've got a winner, Charles Stout of Alliance, Ohio. Believe it or not, was a fifth caller he got through, and he's the winner of Happy Birthday USA, a very, very special bicentennial LP, Chuck. This is a really a collector's item. You got it from 20th Century Fox and a Big 1220 WGAR. You're going to win next hour, though. So I wait a minute. Hello.
Hello, Mr. James.
No.
This is Leonard Fertucci calling in.
Leonard, what do you want?
Say, Mr. James, what are those three little words that Washington secretaries say that makes him so attractive to congressmen?
I give up.
That's it.
That's all. Yes. Goodbye, Leonard. Can't argue with him on that one.
We celebrate America. Dream.
Save on long distance calls, Emily. Everly Brothers at 1220 WGAR. That's American hit number 14 as we count down the artists all weekend long in a great American weekend with a real Bob James at WGAR. Lucky 13 minutes till 6 o'clock.
Happy birthday, America, to help
some people. This is Dennis Burke, Cleveland AAA Safety Director. Proud of WGAR carries.
Music and more. WGAR.
WGAR, that's John Lennon, whatever gets you through tonight. British hit number 14 as we count them down. Right now, the Beach Boys have American artist chart position number 13.
Sharing good things as we celebrate America. WGAR.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Reports of a settlement are premature, according to Union President Peter Bomarito, but there does appear to be some significance to the long weekend bargaining sessions and the rubber workers' strike. The URW in Firestone at 6 o'clock.
1220 WGAR with best wishes for a very happy birthday, America.
WGAR, Cleveland, Ohio.
I want to tell you. 1220 WGAR and the British number 13 artists, Peter and Gordon.
Music and more, WGAR.
And now, live from the downtown Howard Johnson's roller skate room, the comeback sound of Connie Francis for the number 12 sound. 3 minutes after 6 o'clock.
The
makes me want to locks on my doors. I want to tell you, she's nobody's fool. That's Connie Francis at 1220 WGAR with our number 12 sound on the American side. Bob James at 5 minutes after 6:05 Smile Time. It's a great American weekend with a real 100% red, white, and blue Bob James sitting right over here. We didn't really know. The wife and I really didn't know. You know, firecrackers are illegal in Cleveland. So last night, the wife and I just sat around listening to the population explode. We didn't have any. Wonderful. I had a good time. She didn't like it.
A big holiday weekend is coming up, but how have the time of your life at Cedar Point?
Cedar Point for the time of your life.
We had a dynamite day yesterday at Cedar Point for WGAR Day, but listen, make the holiday weekend the celebration of your life because there's more fun happening tonight. You can enjoy the dazzling fireworks display tonight about 9:30 at Cedar Point.
Celebrate. Bay Village continues their stay in Bay Celebration Monday in Cahoon Park. Festivities begin at 10:30 a.m. with a bicycle, tricycle, and wagon parade. Cleveland Heights Parade will begin Monday at 9:30 a.m. at Oxford School and travel to Denison Park. Maple Heights Parade will start at City Hall at 12:30 p.m. Monday and run to Stafford Park, where Cavalier Center Jim Jones will help judge a battle of the bands.
WGAI, he wrote it, he's singing it. His name is Donovan Leach. And his song is Way You Love Like Heaven, ranked number 13 in the all-time artists from Britain. It's 10 minutes after 6. I mean, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock with the real Mortimer Sneer.
Open up the top and let the sunshine out.
Sadaka's back again on Rocket Records and Tapes, distributed by MCA.
The Bob James Scandal Sheet of the Airwaves.
Positively. And this is Walter Winchell reporting with another hot flash. Now let's check some bicentennial events happening this 4th of July. Mayor Pert plans not to attend the big parade. He'll be at the barbershop waving his hair instead of the flag, you devil. President George Washington, believe it or not, did have wooden teeth. And he never smiled, not because of cavities, but because of termites. And from our strange but weird department, believe it or not, the Hall of Records indicates Dorothy Fulltime goes all the way back to the Boston Tea Party. She was the last bag overboard. Thank you, and plunk your ethnic city twang a froggy.
1220 WGAR. I can't stop loving you.
1220 WGAR. Ray Charles, artist number 11 on the American side. And I can't stop loving you. It's quarter after 6 o'clock, 6:15. And bicentennial weather says clear today, low about 55. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of some showers and a high of 78. It's 70 degrees at WGAR.
Hay fever.
As we thought you'd like to know.
You'd like to know.
We've got a lot of good to share as we celebrate America. WGAR.
WGAR, Eric Burton and the Animals and the House of the Rising Sun, record number 11 for the British. Now we begin the top 10 artist countdown on a WGAR Great American Weekend.
Bob James, 110% American.
That's true.
Are you? WGAR.
Record number 10, artist number 10. His name is John Denver. And his song is Sunshine on My Shoulder.
Sunshine.
King George III of England would have been dumbfounded by it all, the parades, the bell ringing, and the...
Hey, get away from summer, escape to Irish Spring.
1220 WGAR celebrates America with another chapter in the souvenir years of our great land.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
1941, the biggest story, the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese. And the United States enters World War II.
I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
1942, the United States government began the removal of Japanese Americans from the coastal cities and put them in inland camps. U.S. forces under General Eisenhower invade North Africa, and the U.S. air raid sirens and blackout drills were introduced. 1943, President Roosevelt and Prime Minister Winston Churchill conferred on the unconditional surrender of Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Did you run out on me because you couldn't take it, because you knew what it would be like, hiding from the police, running away?
Also in 43, Casablanca was named Best Picture of the Year.
WGAR. Dave Clark Fry, the number 10 artist for the British side. Number 9 is next, the Jackson 5 for America.
1220 WGAR on Lenny Lyon Station.
WGAR, please listen.
Dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
I'm
1220 WGAR. It's Great American Weekend. The sound of the Jackson 5 with record number 9 for the American side. We now begin the top 10 artist countdown at WGAR.
All America.
WGAR celebrates America on a Great American Weekend.
1220 WGAR.
Well, I want to tell you, this is an elite group. Proud of it, too. This is number 9 for the British, George Harrison. Give me love, give me peace on earth. Anybody who's violent should be shot. That's what I say. Thank you. WGAR. We mean music and more on a Great American Weekend. It's 4th of July Bicentennial Show. Collector's edition of the Real Bob James Show. That's artist number 9. As we count them down, we're in the top 10 now. It's going to be an exciting hour or so. So hang in there. We have 70 degrees of temperature and a dynamite show for you this hour. Don't go away. A little later on, I'll be telling you about the den mother in Bedford Heights who was hooked on the Cub Scouts. I mean, she was up to 3 packs a day.
It's uncanny.
We've got a lot of good to share as we celebrate America. WGAR.
Get down.
You're supposed to shine in the way.
Gotcha, get down.
Now, now, now.
1220 WGAR. Great song by Stevie Wonder, artist number 8 on the American side, and Superstition on a WGAR Great American Weekend with a real Bob James Bicentennial Edition, a real collector's item show tonight. In more ways than one, about 17 minutes till 7 o'clock, WGAR land weather for your fireworks display tonight. Don't worry about it. It's going to be a nice night for fireworks. Clear tonight, low about 55. Count chilly, so bring a sweater, a little something. Cuddle up with a cloudy chance of showers tonight and a high of a chance of showers tomorrow and a high of 78. Tonight clear, low of 55, cloudy tomorrow, showers, high of 78. It's 70 right now at WGAR, and Bob James Bicentennial Seconds are next.
Here's your change, but don't lose your yellow Fazio's register
with super low prices.
The real Bob James corrects the history books with these bicentennial seconds. Thank you, me. One of the greatest problems of the Revolutionary War was getting secret orders from point to point. Why, General George Washington thought he could hide these secret orders right on his body. He tried to stuff secret documents in his ear, conceal them in his nose, and tape them under his eyelids. But nothing worked, which only goes to prove then, as now, it's practically impossible to keep a secret in Washington.
Oh, no!
All America.
WGAR, record number 8 for the British side. It's Ringo Starr. You're 16. You're beautiful. And you're what? Don't look at me. I'm a good boy. It's 13 minutes till 7 o'clock now. And it's time for you to win. Why not be the fifth caller at 578-1220? Win the record Happy Birthday USA, a real collector's item from 20th Century Fox and the Big 1220 WGAR. But you got to call now, 578-1220.
When you're hungering for fish or chicken and the kids want burgers and fries, take them on down to the Red Barn for all this and more besides. You get a whole lot more of what you're hungering for at the Red Barn. It's the place to be for variety, it's the Red Barn.
Remember when you dreamed about
sick and WGAR.
Well, we've got a winner. Congratulations to Kathy Schrader of Garfield Heights, Ohio, the fifth caller and winner of Happy Birthday USA, a very special bicentennial collector's release from 20th Century Fox Records. And your chance to win comes next hour on WGAR.
Oh,
1220 WGAR, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, and oh, what a night. The number 7 all-time American hit as we count down the top 100 American and the top 100 British stars.
All-American, WGAR.
And for their counterpart, the British number 7 all-time group, Herman's Hermits.
I'm Henry the...
was blasting Ugandan officials, accusing them of aiding and abetting those hijackers who held more than 100 hostages in the African country for nearly a week.
Brighten up your day, chewing juicy fruit. Let's make a pack of juicy fruit gum.
The fireworks aren't the only cause of the downtown traffic jam tonight, because at the stadium, the Indians are expecting another mammoth turnout for their game with the Yankees, according to Tribe Public Relations Chief Randy Adamat.
Well, we have all indications right now, it appears that we'll probably get about the same, if not more, than we had last night, when we had 64,529, the largest crowd in the Major League since 1973, when we had the biggest crowd here. We got a chance to break a couple all-time series records here in Cleveland. If we get the crowd we expect, we should break the four-game series and the three-game series record.
The three-game series record, 180,000, set back in 1948. The Tribe has now had 120,000 for this series with the Yankees. This is 1220 WGAR Cleveland, flagship station for nationwide communications. It's 7 o'clock.
1220 WGAR with best wishes for a very happy birthday, America.
WGAR, Cleveland, Ohio.
WGAR on a great American weekend. That's all-time hit artist number 6, Bobby Vinton, and My Melody of Love.
Music and more, WGAR.
And the number 6 counterpart for the British. Great song by Pet Clark, all-time hit number 6 at 7:03.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
WGAR means music and more on a great American weekend with Pat Clark. That's British artist number 6. I hope on lovers, it's only me again, the 110% all-American real Bob James, just slaving over a hot turntable just for you and this great American weekend. Plus, a little later on this hour, I'll be telling you about the man who loved cigarettes. This guy loves. You've heard of someone who smokes after sex? Well, this guy loves cigarettes so much he smoked during sex. And I hate to tell you where he put the ashes.
Good morning, Mr. Sunshine. The plain dealer's on its way.
So I won't.
To help you live your day today. Good morning, Mr. Sunshine. The plain dealer's on its way. Good morning, happy morning. You'll read it every day. Good morning, Mr. Sunshine. The plain dealer's on its way.
Knowing what's going on in your community is important. That's why the Plain Dealer brings you Metro Record every Tuesday through Friday. Metro Record is a mini report on all meetings held by suburban city councils, school boards, and other community groups. Keep informed about what's happening in your community. Read the Plain Dealer Metro Record. For home delivery of the Plain Dealer, the Good Morning newspaper, call 523-4600.
Good morning, Mr. Sunshine.
Village continues their stay in Bay Celebration Monday in Cahoon Park. Festivities begin at 10:30 a.m. with a bicycle, tricycle, and wagon parade. Cleveland Heights Parade will begin Monday at 9:30 a.m. at Oxford School and travel to Denison Park. Maple Heights Parade will start at City Hall at 12:30 p.m. Monday and run to Stafford Park, where Cavalier Center Jim Jones will help judge a battle of the bands. WGAR, The Temptations on a Great American Weekend. We mean music and more with the all-time artist number 5 for the American side. The Temptations of My Girl. We're 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:10, smile time. Dynamite evening for your fireworks tonight. Clear, very clear, low about 55. Cloudy tomorrow, though, and a chance of showers, a high of 78. It's 70 degrees at WGAR. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, fruit, milk, toast, and spread. Yes, we can.
12 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's 7. Wait a minute. Hello.
Hello, Mr. James.
No.
It's Leonard Fertuzzi on my end.
Leonard, what do you want now, huh?
Say, Mr. James, have you heard about the new antacid called Homo Seltzer?
Homo Seltzer, Leonard?
Yeah, you drink it before bedtime, and you wake up feeling yourself.
Felix, no.
Now get off the phone.
We have a lot of good to share.
I don't hate this.
As we celebrate America.
You think I have to sit here taking this abuse? I can go back to my old job. I used to be the Afro fluffer for the Jackson 5. Just like that, I pick up the phone. Speaking of picking up the phone, why don't you give me a call and be the fifth caller at 578-1220. Win Happy Birthday USA, a collector's item. WGA. Trout 20 WGAI, their big comeback record. The Bee Gees and Jive Talkin' Top 5, that's British side. As we count down the top 100 American and British stars all weekend long.
You're a winner on WGAI.
Congratulations to Dave Gagas of Northfield, Ohio, the fifth caller and winner of Happy Birthday USA, a special bicentennial album from 20th Century Fox.
And when I go away.
And WGAI.
I know my heart can stay with my love. Oh, oh, my love. Oh, oh, my love.
1220 WGAR.
Only my love.
That's Paul McCartney. Record number 4 for the British as we count them down. Stand by, the counterpart for the Americans, record number 4, the Platters are next with...
Bob James, 110% American, are you?
Maine Senator Edmund Muskie to Plains, Georgia tomorrow to talk with him about running for vice president. But Carter says he's still considering about half a dozen others and will meet with them, too.
Favorite Fazio's store, the food people with super low prices. 1220 WGAR celebrates America with another chapter in the souvenir years of our great land. Is 1944. The siesta was abolished in Mexico. Rome became the first Axis capital to fall to the Allies. The greatest invasion of the war took place as the Allies hit the beach at Normandy.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force.
It is with a heavy heart that I stand before you, my friends and colleagues, in the Congress of the United States.
1945, President Roosevelt died and Harry Truman became the 33rd president. Adolf Hitler committed suicide. Benito Mussolini was executed. The U.S. dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Japanese surrendered.
7 p.m. Eastern wartime, Bob Trout reporting. The Japanese have accepted our terms fully. That's the word we've just received from the White House in Washington. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the Second World War.
Artist number 3 all time, Pat Boone.
1220 WGAR on Lenny Lyon Station.
Cleveland.
It's 729 in Cleveland, Ohio, with a real Bob James, 70 degrees, and Elton John holds down a number 3 spot for the British.
I see a sea flash. Tell me what you want to do. You are
mad. We are at the cream of the crop. That's Elton John, record number 3 for the British, as we count down the top 100 American and top 100 British stars on a WGAR Great American Weekend.
All America.
WGAR celebrates America on a Great American Weekend.
1220 WGAR.
Stop. 1220 WGAR on a Great American Weekend. That's artist number 2, Diana Ross and the Supremes, as we count them down. We're close to the top now. It won't be long. We'll find out who's the number one artist in America, who's the number one artist from Great Britain, and it's coming up in seconds right here on the Bob James program. It's so exciting. And you're going to see fireworks tonight at Edgewater Park. Already the freeway, the shoreway has been closed down, the West Park shoreway there. So, gee. And there's 200,000 people going to watch them. It's going to be exciting. There's no doubt about it. Oh, a little later on this hour, speaking of something exciting, I'll be telling you about the latest holiday drink. It's kind of neat. You mix tomato juice, vodka, and prune juice. It's called a Hurry Mary.
Introducing Orange Pop.
I feel so patriotic, it's incredible. It's about 18 minutes till 8 o'clock. Still counting down on the Great American Weekend. This is record number 3 on the British side. Well, 20 WGAI, correction. That should be record number 2 for the British. Number 1 is coming up next at 1220 WGAR. That's the Rolling Stones, don't you know? WGAR Lamb weather recorded 8 o'clock. Reads clear tonight, low about 55, cloudy. Good chance of showers later tomorrow, a high of 78. It's 70 degrees at WGAR. Going to be a good night for fireworks. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is record number 1 on the all-time British.
1220 WGAR.
The love like that, you know you should be glad.
1220 WGAR, the number one artist on the British side, the Beatles. And we're going to find out who's number one on the American side. Kind of important, especially today, don't you know? In just a few seconds at WGAR, you're listening to the top 100 American and British artists on the WGAR Great American Weekend. Another chapter in the history of America is coming up, too. Plus, your chance to win with Bill Ward next hour on WGAR. It's great. It's all...
You're out there.
Music and more. WGAR.
The number one artist on the American side, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley.
When I said...
1220 WGAR.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine.
The bicentennial hasn't stopped negotiators in the rubber workers' strike from spending the entire day at the bargaining table in Cleveland. This is 1220 WGAR Cleveland, flagship station for nationwide communications. It's 8 o'clock.
Cleveland talks, and WGAR listens to you.
Creative Euclid. Every single day you hear commercials on TV saying, send money to other countries. What about America? What about Ohio, for instance? There's thousands of people who are hungry in Ohio. Why not send money to them? Why do we have to send money to other countries who don't even care about us?
What's your comment? Call 526-1220. WGAR listens to you. 1220 WGAR with best wishes for a very happy birthday, America.
WGAR, Cleveland, Ohio.